Unit 19, page 135. 4. 4 crimes. You are going to hear about four of the crimes in the picture 8F. Person 1.
Are you okay? That looked pretty nasty.
Just about, I suppose. Thanks a lot for helping me.
Listen, what do you think I could have done? I would have helped if I'd been able to. But there were five of them, and they had a knife.
Don't tell me about it, I know. They were holding it against my throat.
Well, at least you're okay. That's the main thing, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Did they get away with much?
Yeah, everything. They took my watch, my wallet, with all my credit cards and cash cards. About £300 worth of cash, the lot.
So you'd better make sure you cancel the cards pretty soon, then.
Yeah, I better do that now. Do you know if there's a phone near here I can use?
Yeah, there's a public phone box just round the corner.
Right. I suppose I better report it all to the police as well. Would you mind if I gave your name as a witness?
A witness? Ah, well, the thing is, you see, I don't want to get involved, really, so, well, you know how it is.
Oh, thanks a lot. I hope I can do the same for you one day.
Person 2.
Hi, Rachel, how are you?
Don't ask. I've had a terrible morning.
Oh, no. What happened?
It's my car. I came out of the house this morning and the back window had been smashed.
Oh, no. That's awful. What were they after? The car stereo?
Yeah. I guess that might have been it because they did take that. It would have been okay if that had been all they'd got. But they got away with my handbag too. I'd somehow stupidly managed to leave it on the back seat.
Oh no, was there much in it?
No, not really. But there was a spare set of keys in there and my home address.
God, that wasn't a very sensible place to leave them.
I know. I was so worried that they'd come round and burgle my flat that I called in a locksmith and got my locks changed this morning. It cost me a fortune.
Oh, I bet it did. Oh, well, you won't be making that mistake again, will you?
Person 3. Hello? Bexhill Police. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Reo Miyamoto speaking. I want to report that I was stolen my mobile phone.
I'm sorry, you want to report something, is that right?
Yes, I was stolen my mobile phone.
I'm not sure I understand you, sir. Did somebody take your mobile phone?
Yes. I was walking by sea when two boys ran and one of the boys take it.
Ah, right. I see. You had your mobile phone snatched. That's not the first time that's happened.
No. The first time.
No, I mean, there's been quite a few other people that have had the same problem recently, sir. Anyway, what was your name again, please, sir?
Reo Miyamoto. M-I-Y-A-M-O-T-O.
And whereabouts are you staying, Mr. Miyamoto? In a hotel?
No. I just do a one-day travel here from Brighton.
Ah, you're only here on a day trip. Right. Well, if you let me know where you are now, I'll send an officer out to talk to you straight away. Person 4.
Mummy, why did that man do that?
Why did which man do what, darling?
That man there, the tall man.
Why did he do what, dear?
Put the thing in his pocket.
He put something in his pocket, did he? Are you sure? Might just have been his mobile phone or his wallet or something, mightn't it?
No, I saw him. He put some things inside his coat pocket. Look, he did it again.
Oh, yes. I saw it that time.
I told you.
Well, we'd better let the security guards know, hadn't we? That was well spotted, Danielle. Well done.
But why did he do it, Mummy?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to pay for it. Ah, there's one now. Let's go and talk to him.
5. Vocabulary. Listen again and see if you were right. Person 1.
Are you okay? That looked pretty nasty.
Just about, I suppose. Thanks a lot for helping me.
Listen, what do you think I could have done? I would have helped if I'd been able to. But there were 5 of them, and they had a knife.
Don't tell me about it, I know. They were holding it against my throat.
Well, at least you're okay. That's the main thing, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Did they get away with much?
Yeah, everything. They took my watch, my wallet, with all my credit cards and cash cards. About £300 worth of cash, the lot.
So you'd better make sure you cancel the cards pretty soon, then.
Yeah, I'd better do that now. Do you know if there's a phone near here I can use?
Yeah, there's a public phone box just round the corner.
Right. I suppose I better report it all to the police as well. Would you mind if I gave your name as a witness?
A witness? Ah, well, the thing is, you see, I don't want to get involved, really, so, well, you know how it is.
Oh, thanks a lot. I hope I can do the same for you one day.
Person 2.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Don't ask. I've had a terrible morning.
Oh, no. What happened?
It's my car. I came out of the house this morning and the back window had been smashed.
Oh, no. That's awful. What were they after? The car stereo?
Yeah. I guess that might have been it because they did take that. It would have been okay if that had been all they'd got. But they'd got away with my handbag too. I'd somehow stupidly managed to leave it on the back seat.
Oh no, was there much in it?
No, not really. But there was a spare set of keys in there and my home address.
God, that wasn't a very sensible place to leave them.
I know. I was so worried that they'd come round and burgle my flat that I called in a locksmith and got my locks changed this morning. It cost me a fortune.
Oh, I bet it did. Oh, well, you won't be making that mistake again, will you?
Person 3.
Hello? Bexhill Police? How can I help you?
Hello, this is Reo Miyamoto speaking. I want to report that I was stolen my mobile phone.
I'm sorry, you want to report something, is that right?
Yes, I was stolen my mobile phone.
I'm not sure I understand you, sir. Did somebody take your mobile phone?
Yes. I was walking by sea when two boys ran and one of the boys take it.
Oh, right. I see. You had your mobile phone snatched. That's not the first time that's happened.
No. The first time.
No, I mean, there's been quite a few other people that have had the same problem recently, sir. Anyway, what was your name again, please, sir?
Reo Miyamoto. M-I-Y-A-M-O-T-O.
And whereabouts are you staying, Mr. Miyamoto? In a hotel?
No. I just do a one-day travel here from Brighton.
Oh, you're only here on a day trip. Right. Well, if you let me know where you are now, I'll send an officer out to talk to you straight away.
Person 4.
Mummy, why did that man do that?
Why did which man do what, darling?
That man there, the tall man.
Why did he do what, dear?
Put the thing in his pocket.
He put something in his pocket, did he? Are you sure? Might just have been his mobile phone or his wallet or something, mightn't it?
No, I saw him. He put some things inside his coat pocket. Look, he did it again.
Oh, yes. I saw it that time.
I told you.
Well, we'd better let the security guards know, hadn't we? That was well spotted, Danielle. Well done.
But why did he do it, Mummy?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to pay for it. Ah, there's one now. Let's go and talk to him.
Unit 19, page 137. 4. Pronunciation. Third conditionals. Listen and repeat.
If I'd known, I wouldn't have asked.
If I'd known, I wouldn't have bothered.
If I'd known, I wouldn't have worn it.
If you'd told me about it, I would have come.
If you'd told me about it, I wouldn't have mentioned it.
I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
I wouldn't have got into university if it hadn't been for her.
I would have been dead if it hadn't been for her.
I wouldn't have done it if I'd known I didn't have to.
Of course I would have done it if I'd had to.